Chicago. Okay, Rosa, shalom to all. This week's Parsha's Yisro. Kabbalah Satoira. Says the Torah, B'chodesh ha-shlish li-tzeis b'nei Yisrael me'etz Mitzrayim ha-yom hazeh bo midbar Sinai. B'yom hazeh, the Torah says. So says Rashi, B'yom hazeh Rosh Chodesh, lo'ya tzorich l'tov al b'yom ha-hu. What's b'yom hazeh? Ma'hu b'yom hazeh? She'yu divrei Torah chadoshim alecha ki'ilu hayom nitnu. That divrei Torah has to be fresh as if it was given today. So the Shem Shmuel says like this. You know, there's a famous Gemara here on page 3. It says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Ma'idichsiv, Mi'acho ish, Hachochem, V'yomin Ezoz, Asher Dibre, Pi Hashem Milav Yagida, Amav Da Oretz, Dover Ze Amru, Chachomim, Lo Pishua, Amru Nvim, Lo Pishua, Ad She Pirshu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ba'atzma, Shenemar, Yom Hashem, Ha'ozva, Mestorosi. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Shalo Baruch Hu, Ba'torot Chilo. Right, the famous Chazal that the Torah, they didn't make Birkas HaTorah, and that's what caused the Churban. So there's a lot to say about what does this Chazal mean. So the Shem Shmuel has a pshat in this week's Parsha, and he says like this. The line that begins on the left side of page 2, on the right side rather, page 2, begins, V'yesh Lahosif. The name of Torah Seder Hakdoshi Yishnei Dvarim Echad Seder HaTorah Shimura Hanhoga La'odem Hechiyem Manigas Atzmo. There are two parts of Torah. Torah, first of all, is a sefer that just gives us hadracha, what we're allowed to eat, what we're allowed to, you know, all the rules. That's one thing. The other thing is Chiyus V'kedusha V'schachus, that it invigorates a person. It gives a person his chachos. The first aspect was it gives you laws. You can eat this, you can't eat that. But then it gives you a his chachos in Torah. It invigorates the person. So he says, the reason why Shalom Berchum Torah Tchila is like this. Because if Torah for you is only a law book, right? So then, maybe you can make a Birkas Torah once in your life, and that should happen the rest of your life. Because the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah is day, night, so there's no time that you really potter. So, but why do we make a Birkas Torah? He says, because Torah is not just the rule book. Every day it's a hischachus. In other words, you view Torah as it's a new thing. In other words, the Torah that I learned yesterday is different from today. Today I have a hitzchatshus in Torah. It makes me different. It makes the Torah I learn different. So therefore, every day is a new bracha. But that's it. In other words, what's so bad? So berchum b'torah tchila means they made a bracha. They didn't make a bracha. That's the end of the world. No, but if their whole attitude to Torah, it's an old rule book. You just check up in the rule book. So there's no hischachus, there's no, you know. So then you can make it once in your life. And because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, once you're mechuyev in it, say at bar mitzvah, then it's not like, you know, some other mitzvah is kriyashma. So kriyashma shel yom, and then it's laila, the mitzvah of kriyashma is over. Now I got a new mitzvah. But this mitzvah is one continuum, it never stops. So why make another bracha? The answer is because of the other aspect of Torah, of the ischachus of Torah, of the chiyus of Torah, and that they were lacking, because it was just a dry book of laws, but they didn't feel the experiential ischachus of thinking something and being mechadish in Torah and ischachus in your understanding, ischachus in your being. It was just the one dry thing, and that's the point. That was the Avera. And Torah has to be, you know, Pasuk says in Mishlei on page 5, Hayelas Ohavim Yalas Chayim Dadeh Yeruchim Chol Eis Bavoscha Tishke Somid. So the verse says in Erevin, it's quoted on the bottom here on page 5, Mam Nimshu Divrei Torah Kedad. In other words, why is the Torah is compared to a nursing mother, right? So the nursing mother is always a fresh supply of milk that's coming out. So to Torah, it has to be a freshness, a new supply, a new freshness that's coming out. In the Sefer Keser Rosh of Osher HaKoyim, the Talmud of the Rav Chaim Volozhiner, the Chosher of a Sefer Keser Rosh, he says all the things from, he heard from the Gra, things that he heard from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, who heard from the Gra, written by Rav Asher HaKoyin, the Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. So he writes on page 7, Chidushei Torah Nikra Kol Ma Shalomed Yoser Umizbarim Advarim Mischavim Etzlo Kol Zman Shatam Mimashpesh Mehem Atam Motzei Behem Tam Ukshemar Belachzor Nizbar Bezet Homim Perushim Shilzchashu. He says Chidushei Torah means that you constantly are learning, and you have, and when you review and you think about it more and more, you get a new perspective and a new insight. Now, it's not necessarily you have to have a new teretz, like I think Rabbi Cohen mentioned, like someone once mentioned, a new teretz to Rabbi Kivega's Kasha, like I think Rabbi Cohen mentioned. The idea is that you're learning the Torah and you're thinking about it. In other words, it's a big yisod in learning, is to think, not just, you know, some people just, like stenographers, they're just taking notes, and then they just repeat back the notes. No, that's not what Torah is about. Torah is about reviewing and rethinking and understanding and asking questions and then getting new insights. And that's Chidushei Torah. And that's the Iker of Torah. Because that's the Torah of the Hischatshus HaTorah. That's why you need to make it, the Shem Yishmur says you need to make a bracha every day. Because there's a new thing here that wasn't yesterday. There's a Hischatshus. So that's Sheber Locho Berchu Batorah Tchila, because those people didn't have any Hischatshus. It was just, they were the people that was just taking notes. You know? But there was no thought process. They weren't thinking. They weren't involved. And that's the Chorban. There's a pasuk in that the Dubna Magid says, the pasuk in Yoel, on page 8, V'chalta v'chol v'savoa. And another pasuk, Tzadik ochel l'sova nafsho beten rishoyim techser. So what does that mean? Tzadik ochel l'sova nafsho. So the oil Yaakov on page 11, the Dubna Magid says, at tzaddik, so what is he involved in? He's involved in learning. So he's always going to be satiated. He's always going to want to learn more. In other words, Russia, he's just eating, and you know, Gashmias. So Gashmias, you repeat the same thing too many times, and you just get bored of it. You get, you know, you're, that's the best Mishraim Techsa. And after a while, it's just, you know, how many times can you do this? It's, but the learning, that's Sadik Ochel Sova Nafsho. That's always, that the learning has this quality that it continues to create a cheshek for the learning. It's not like something that says, oh, I learned it, so, no, fakir, Chidushei Torah means you chazer it, and now you see new things, new insights that you saw. Whereas some other things of Gashmias, so you ate this already, so how many times are you going to eat it? You know, it becomes, you become to despise it. And that's quote here, the Bios HaBokir quotes this, the Magid, and he says, Achalta Mechol V'Savoa, page 14 and 15. Achalta Mechol V'Savoa, says the Bios HaBokir, page 15, on the right side, second paragraph. Gam Acha Shetzvatim Tochlu M'Tshuka. Achaltam Achol v'savol. But even after your saveya, you're going to still want to eat more. You're going to still want to eat more of Torah. And that's the idea of Chidushei Torah, the Pasuk in Shoftim, on page 16. Yivchar Elokim Chadoshim. And the Tana Divrei Eliyahu writes on page 18, Ashrei mi shemischadesh Divrei Torah al piv. Ashrei person who's mischadesh Divrei Torah. And Chidushei Torah only comes about if you think about something and you rethink and you re-ask and you discuss. You know, that's what Chidushei Torah is. It's not about the idea that, you know, you sit in a lecture and you take notes and then you just repeat your notes and you just ibrazug the notes. You know, like you see sometimes in the library, people are studying for a test and the one guy's reading his notes to the other guy. And, you know, but Torah is not that. Torah is about, you know, looking it inside and thinking about it and asking questions. That's Ashrei mi shemischadesh divrei Torah al piv, like the Kesser Rosh says. And that, the Zohar says, the Chidushei Torah is what keeps the Bria. Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, page 20, Ki chasher ha-shamayim ha-chadoshim v'oretz chadosha asher ani oseh. Hashem says, the shamayim chadoshim ani oseh. So the Zohar asks, what do you mean ani oseh? Oseh is the present. Asisi lo ksiv el oseh, says the Zohar on page 22. The Ovitodir. Me'inu chidushim v'rozim d'oraisa. Whereas what does it mean? Hashem is continuing creating the world? He created the world. No, he created the world, but we keep it going with our Chidushei Torah. And that keeps it going. And that's the oseh. That's what the Yismach Moshe writes, that the Pilpulei Shel Torah is what helps us win in the wars. That's the Pilpulei Shel Torah is our strength connected the Oivim, and that's Bracious Bar Elohim, says the Biyos HaBok on page 25. He quotes the Zohar that there was the original creation, but then there was what? The Chidushei Torah. So there was the original creation by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the Chidushei Torah. And that's how the end of the Torah ties to the beginning. Because the end of the Torah speaks. What's the last thing in the Torah? Ve'enei kol Yisrael. And what's the last Rashi in the Torah? Asher Shibarta. That Moshe Rabbeinu breaks the Luchos. It's referred to. And Hashem says, what? Yashkarach Shibarta. And the Biyos HaBoker writes that. And we know Chazal say that once there was the Shvir Saluchos, that caused Shikha Satoira. That's what it calls Shikha, and that's why we need, you know, and it says about 3,000 halachas were lost when Moshe Rabbeinu died. And they had to be restored with the Pilpulei Shel Torah. So the Pilpulei Shel Torah is the Chidushei Torah, and that creates, and that's how the Torah ends, and then it goes back right in Bereishis Bara Elokim, because that's the Bria. The Bria continues through the Chidushei Torah. And the Chidushei Torah is the Mechamta Shel Torah. And as I said, the Mechamta Shel Torah, the Chidushei Torah, the Kesser Rosh says, is whenever you thought, you say, oh, I was working on this sugya, and now I feel I have clarity. You know, you're learning your Adaya, and you're going it over and over. Ah! Now I feel I have more clarity than I had before. That's Chidushei Torah. That's Chidushei Torah. Clarity to you is Chidushei Torah. And that's the continuation of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Ki Hashem HaShemayim Chadosh V'Arsh Asher Ani Oseh, that the Bria is not something that just happened in the past. It's Oseh in the present, because there's the Chidushei Torah that are continuing keeping the Bria in sync. And that's why it's so important. That's why I always want to see everything inside, because if you don't see it inside, then you have to trust what I'm telling you. And I don't want you to trust what I'm telling you. I want you to see the Rishon inside and ask me a question. But you're not going to be able to see inside if you don't see the Mokar inside and think about it and ask a question. Like you said, we said a chazanish, but you said maybe that's not what the chazanish is saying at the end. You understand? But if you wouldn't have it, you wouldn't be able to say that. You understand? It's a process of learning, of shakla v'tarya. It's not a sterile, thing that you're just listening and you're not doing anything. It's the Pulpula Shel Torah. The Pulpula Shel Torah is ultimately what helps us win in the Melchama, says the Yismach Moshe. That's referring to the Sha'arim of Halacha, as he quotes here, the Yismach Moshe, the Chidush Torah. And that's what keeps the world going, is the Chidush Torah. The Chidush Torah. And again, keeping together, thinking and learning and having clarity. And Rav Avadia Yosef, when he come here, he would quote the pasuk, "Ani amarti b'chavzei kol ha'odom chozev," that you shouldn't learn b'chipozot. You would think, oh, Rav Avadia Yosef, he's the big bucky, he would say, learn quickly. He's dafka the one who I've heard say, no, learn slowly. Because if you learn too quickly, "Ani amarti b'chavzei," if you do too much b'chipozot, that kol ha'odom chozev, then he's going to come to have a wrong shot. Kozev, sheker. That's what he used to say. But you have to go slowly. You have to think about it, what you're learning and understanding it, and till you get it clear, till you get it clear. And that's that's why Rav Yashiv said he doesn't understand, the concept of Daf Yomi. He said, because certain dafim, you should be spending 10 days on one daf. And certain dafim, you can spend one day on 10 daf. Because it's not measured, it's not an equal thing. The different dafim have different level of complexity. So if you're really learning, I'm not saying to those people who gain from Daf Yomi, so by all means, but the real equal learning is to learn the Havana. And to get the Havana, you have to, different sugyas require different, like anything in life. Some things that are more complex require more time. Just because it's one page and this is one page, not all the pages are equal. In any principle, in any area of learning, especially in Torah. So you learn slowly, not fetching but I'll leave it to Hilchasa, like Rav Shechter said, but with Havana. With Havana, and that's the Chidush Torah, and that's what keeps the world going. And that's Bayom Hazeh Ba'ol Midbar Sinai, and that should give a schachus to ourselves. And that should be, and that will behoove us to make a Brichas Torah every day, because we feel a hischachus in learning. Not just an old hat and a dryness. And because once it becomes like that, then I'll tell you, in a couple of years you'll give it all up. Because it's not gonna be something that's gonna excite the person. The person needs that ischachus b'Torah that keeps him going. That keeps him going throughout his life. But if he doesn't have that, and that's what B'Shem Yishmu was saying, was the chisaron in that door, Shalom Berchum B'Torah Tchila, because it was a dry book, he'll tell you what to do, but there was no hislavus, there was no ischachus, etc. So Be'ez Hashem, we should continue learning, Schachus, the Sefer Zichrot Shmuel points out, the Chodesh Shvat is the Mazel Bli. The Bli is a bucket. And the bucket is what? That's Doilo Mashke. Doilo Mashke. The Bli is Doilo Mashke. And that's why he writes, he maybe quotes from the Alshech, but in the Sefer Zichrot Shmuel, he quotes, I think, from the Alshech, the 11th month, Hoyel Moshe Be'er Satoira, that's the month of Shvat. This is the month, says the Zichrot Shmuel, of the time of explicating the Torah. Because that's the Doilu Mashke, that it's more, always more water coming out of the well. Always more water, more hischachus, more understanding. And you keep learning and learning, and one thing builds on the other. So that should bring a simcha sachayim, as Friedman pointed out. And Bez Hashem, Bayom Hazeh, Bo Midbar Sinai, Malas Chidushei Torah, Mekiyim HaAdam VeHa'olam.